it's the shroom zone over on Patreon.
Yeah, it's never going to end.
So Levi is a lagger. As soon as he found out that it was the tram that caused Bee's poisoning, she was on dialysis for a minute there.
Yep.
He was like, I'm dobbing you in to the health authorities. And I kind of found this refreshing because it wasn't bottled away and, you know, he was held hostage with this secret. He was like, screw you guys, you nearly killed the missus.
Yeah, and there's a lot of talk about Bee's wishes in this. Nobody asked, what, Jacinta, was it? The council employee that also got poisoned within an inch of her life. Nobody asked her.
Yeah, I would have loved it if she turned up to Kyle when he's having his tanty.
And said, actually, I lost
my favourite set of pants.
Yeah. And my dignity.
Yeah. So what are you going to do about it?
Yeah. And she was in hospital. And that was an important week for her because she was judging all of those things. Imagine her to-do list at the end of that.
And she was doing emotional labour to teach Tarage about First Nations feelings and rights.
That was her first week out of hospital. All of that.
Big. She's got mentoring an 18-year-old.
Yeah.
I enjoyed watching the tram get shut down. It's nice to see a set like we know in a different way, like a different angle, and watching them put all the stuff away and closing it down.
Yeah. Sorry.
No.
Patrons, we interrupt your regular programming to hear about a Holden special vehicle. Yeah. So I was wondering if the tram can come back. What do you think?
Interesting. It seems like they're in pretty dire straits, particularly, I don't know if we'll get to it on the main pod, but with Roxy propositioning the health authority representative.
Yes, offering her boobies.
Yeah, by accident. I don't know how you do that, by accident. Love the diversity of that employee, though. Woman of colour, lesbian. Get her on the main cast, my friends.
And she was very uppity. Often, you know, we've seen far too many wrong side of the tracks, wrong side of the law people of colour. So it's lovely to see, you know, buttoned up.
Definitely.
And then Roxy, of course, not buttoned up at all. Because I was wondering, if they don't come back, maybe what could happen from the tram here?
Good question, CJ. Because we've got a lot of food businesses. Do we need another food business?
Yeah, good point. I mean, maybe Levi could just take the lease and have like a keto business.
Oh, Sheila could whip up the zoodle bolognese that she did later in the week.
It doesn't meal prep that well, Sheila.
No, she was no. And I prefer, I like a zoodle, but not as pasta replacement. I like it just as a veggie side. Like I grate up like in ribbons some zoodles, and I might like it on the side of my pasta.
Yeah.
Not instead of.
Yeah, it's not pasta.
No. Nah.
It's a zucchini.
It's a zucchini.
Yeah. But whatever. I mean, look, it is, if someone's nana was to Google keto, it is the first thing that would come up. Yeah. So, you know. So Levi has lagged and Kyle is pissed. But who doesn't think Levi did the wrong thing?
I can't remember.
Sheila.
Kyle. As
oh,
well,
yes, Carl.
Carl is jacked off as the proprietor, as the landlord.
Yeah, because that's his tram.
Yeah.
With his emotional connections.
I know what it's going to be. I would like it to be PirateNet 2.0 broadcasting studio.
Wonderful.
Because the Hive's meant to have a podcasting studio.
It is. Maybe Ned could take over the tram as part of his Hive business.
Kate won't think he can handle it, but I believe in him. Well,